would know by now that Airbnb is an amazing tool. If you're traveling internationally, instead of paying exorbitant hotel prices and costs, you can get an Airbnb. You can pay a fraction of the cost that it would cost you to stay in a particular area like New York or wherever, Miami Beach. And you'd also have the privilege of building relationships with people who come from those areas, who can connect you to other people within those particular areas. And hotels can't really say the same for themselves. In Cape Town, lots of Airbnbs. And what I've loved and what I'm really, really embracing is the fact that Khayelitsha owners are now, or property owners are now starting to launch their own Airbnbs. And I think it is phenomenal. And Christine De Silva is an Airbnb property manager at ETA Homes, joining you today. Christine, good morning.
Good morning, Kino. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Exciting stuff. So Airbnb Khayelitsha. Let's talk about for how long has this been a thing now? Is this the first time that Airbnb has made its way into the townships?
It is not, actually. Before Khayelitsha, we were involved in the Langa townships and helping home sharing ladies from Langa on board Airbnb. And we were also doing some work, and we still are doing some work, with Imazamayetu in Hot Bay, helping people on board there. There's a mama there that's already on Airbnb, and she hosts people. And Langa is still going strong. We've got about 15 ladies in the home sharing community at the moment in Langa. And Khayelitsha is the new one, actually.
This is amazing. I love it. Now, who would frequent those Airbnbs?
So historically, what we've been seeing before Airbnb, some of these ladies were already doing home sharing through exchange programs, like with schools in Germany, or student programs, especially in Germany. So they were seeing a lot of people come through their doors with that. But Airbnb obviously just gets them, it's a bigger platform that allows them to get a much wider reach. And so we're seeing a lot of international tourists come through the doors of the township ladies. But what I'd really love to see is if some of our local travelers will actually go and stay with some of these ladies, because the experience, I tell you, is just unlike anything. You know, from historically, we're so afraid to walk into the townships because of what we've heard on the news and what's been going on. But, you know, just spending some time with these ladies and how they treat you as part of their family, and just getting that real community feel is unlike anything. And I really implore us locals, us local Capetonians, and South Africa as a whole, to just go and try and spend some time at one of these townships.
But safety is still going to be top of people's minds, right?
Safety is definitely top of people's minds.
So people think, oh, Khayelitsha, and then you get this whole thing about murder capitals of the world, etc. And then it must be a difficult one to deal with.
It's quite difficult to pass through these perceptions and you know, just walk through these perceptions and change people's minds about the townships. What we did in Langa to change that is, there's a fantastic project in Langa called the Ikaila Langa, or the Langa Quarter Project, which is currently run by Tony Alvin. And he's done it on the one side of Langa to the side that's easily accessible. And this is going to sound terrible, but it is what it is. The side that's easily accessible to the N2. So people feel that it's a little bit easier for them not to go so deep into the township. So as a start, what we did was, a lot of the home sharing is on the one side and only a couple of roads. So you feel quite disconnected from the rest of the township, but they offer lots of walkthroughs, and they actually walk through the township with you. But the ladies look after you so well. Safety is absolute key for them when they have anyone staying with them. So they make sure that they run you, you know, whilst you're staying with them, you're part of the family. And the whole community looks after you. So
Exactly.
It's a community thing. And I think that's something that most of us don't really understand, how much of a community aspect really happens in the townships. And that's possibly one of the most beautiful things for me that I've experienced.
I tend to agree. And it's just that you are protected. If one person messes with you, I had a friend some time ago, stayed over, a white guy, decided to stay over in a township for a month, and he was protected. They said, you touch him, you mess with us. And that whole sense of community and I think breaking down those perceptions are very, very important, which is why I'm glad you're having this conversation this morning, Christine. It really, exactly. really is important. And how do prices at an Airbnb in Langa, for example, compare to, I don't know, any other suburb?
So it's quite low. It's quite a low entry point. We've got ladies on there starting from about 300 rand per night to stay over. And if you stay over in Langa, well, they go, or with any of the township ladies, they really go out of their way to make it incredibly special for you. They treat you well. Like I said, they treat you as part of their family. They Yep. give you the honored seat. They almost give up their bedrooms to put you in and stay over for the night. So they make sure that all the linens are perfect. They make sure that you've got enough pillows, toiletries, give you breakfast, give you a nice home-cooked meal for the evening. And it's so lovely to sit with the whole family at the end of the day. And, you know, one of my friends stayed over and they were literally braiding her hair for the evening. So you really feel like you're part of the family.
Now, Christine, as ETA Homes, right, what percentage do you take and what role do you play?
So the properties that we manage are not within the townships. So with the townships, I'm actually involved in a different entity. We felt that obviously the home sharing community wasn't as representative, as inclusive as we would have liked it to be. And with our experience through Airbnb, we wanted to open that up, not just with Airbnb, but other platforms as well.
Okay.
So we started the Home Sharing Association for South Africa. And through the Home Sharing Association, what we're doing is we're taking experienced hosts like myself and my partner, Karina Roscoe, and a couple of our other Airbnb experts throughout the cities. And we mentor people in these townships. We have workshops and event days with them in the township itself where we talk them through what the platforms look like and how they can even expedite and get more traffic through to their homes. And then we also help donate linens to them.
Brilliant.
It's always quite an expensive thing to set up your home sharing or
yep.
your home, you know, with good linens and towels, et cetera, et cetera. So we try and look at our home sharing community and we donate quite a lot of these pre-loved linens, as we call it, to the community. And also some exposure and some time with them,
yeah.
helping them set up their listings on Airbnb, helping them with photographs, helping
nice.
Them put the wording together. And one of the biggest problems, I would also say, is being internet savvy and having access to internet to manage their own platforms. The beautiful thing of these platforms like Airbnb is, of course, that it's mobile friendly. So they can go on their phones and they can go and change what they need to and they can go and speak to people trying to book with them.
Yeah.
But, of course, data is still an issue in this country. So what places like the Langa Quarter are doing is they've created a nice computer center
yep.
where the ladies can go on a daily basis and they've got access
Stunning.
To internet and they've got access to the computers and they can go and look at their listings and they can go and speak to the people themselves, to the guests that want to come stay with them. So that's amazing. But it's definitely still a bit of a
Brilliant.
An obstacle to entry.
But it's awesome work. It is Christine De Silva, Airbnb property manager at ETA Home.